There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Watford City, North Dakota, with What's On Your Mind, live and on location today. Be here actually today and tomorrow with the broadcast of What's On Your Mind to tell you the whole story. There's so much going on in Watford City. Number one, we need two shows. And number two, maybe if I do back-to-back shows, you'll understand how much I really want you to come to Watford City and see this for yourself firsthand. And not rely on maybe what you read in a newspaper. I even say, don't take my word for it. I'll tell you what I see, and it gets me pretty darn excited. But I'd love for you to just say, okay, I'll trust, but I'm going to verify by taking a trip myself. So get out here and see it, and don't rely on what you're hearing elsewhere. Because this is the bad part of media. Perceptions can be built that are not in line with what's accurate. And, unfortunately, that's the case. And when that happens, it takes a while to just, go against that. So that's what we're here to do, and hope you get a chance to plan a trip out here. It's June 1 today, so it's a good time to kind of say, okay, how's my summer look? What am I going to do? And we're going to meet later on this hour a couple of folks, New York City developers, that have some projects here in Watford City, and just get sort of a developer, a New York City, Manhattan developer's perspective on what's happening in New York City. And they have a apartment complex north of Watford City where the rents have come down significantly of late. We're going to talk about that, too. So stay tuned. All that coming up on the program we call What's On Your Mind. I'm Scott Hammond. We're live and direct today in Watford City. I want to thank our hosts for the program here, our friends Brett and Tricia Erdman from the Teddy's Residential Suites, a little Missouri Inn and Suites here in Watford City. We're in the South Park Lounge today where they crank up for lunch a little later. They have a new menu, too, they're going to tell us about later on. So Gene Veeder is here, and Gene for decades has been promoting economic development and jobs in Watford City. And here we are in June of 2015, probably one of the busier times ever in Watford City. So good time to catch up on all those efforts. Gene, how you doing?
I'm good. Decades.
You have been at it for decades. I'm a man of fact.
Right? I had a birthday yesterday.
Did you?
59 years old.
Is that right? Well, you don't look a day over 40.
Yeah. I'm happy to be here, and thank you for coming again, Scott. Absolutely. We always appreciate your enthusiasm for this community.
It is genuine. It is real, and it's one of the great places in North Dakota. You really have a unique thing here in that. You're the epicenter of oil and gas development in North Dakota, but you're also surrounded by enormous beauty. So I love this story because it goes against another narrative that gets written, that somehow, oil and gas development destroys the landscape. Well, if that were the case, then there wouldn't be this much beauty around here, and there's a whole lot of it. Folks really need to see it firsthand to understand that, don't they?
Well, they do, and it's interesting, the politics of it all. You know, there's people that that like to demonize the industry or make comments without being here. When you're living and working in the middle of this thing, I'm thinking about where we're sitting right now. This facility that we're sitting in is really unmatched anywhere in the state. The motels that we have here and all that the industry has brought to us are first rate. People don't know that, and they kind of only see one side of the industry. The fact that we have almost half of our land mass in this county, as a huge county, is public land. And it's public land that's been, pretty restrictive for development. So people forget that almost half of our lands here are not, there's nothing happening on them with oil development right now. Also, a major wilderness area in the north end of the park, the Little Missouri National Grasslands, the Corps of Engineers says all that, the longest shorefront Lake Sakakawea of any county in the state. These are things that people have kind of forgot in the midst of all this, that there's still a lot of stuff to do in the outdoors in this county. We're still, technically, even with the number of people that we have on a county this size, we're still a smaller population than what you'd see in any metro area, of course. So what we're doing right now, though, is building up some the services that people have asked for quite some, the restaurants and the in the motels and the special services that people want when they come out west. So we're finding that people are kind of rediscovering us, and it's been fun.
Yeah, you mentioned the hotels earlier. I mean, just unbelievable facilities. I was here with my son, who's now a freshman in college at UND, as just a little, tiny wee hockey player, and came out here for a tournament and stayed at the Roosevelt Inn & Suites. Mm-hmm. A nice property. I mean, nice pool and everything else at the time, but really that was it, right? I mean, that was it and the hockey arena. Yeah. And now that facility itself is world-class, and there's so many others because, of course, they've added on. And, of course, how many are we talking here?
I mean, we have eight hotels here right now, and there's two more coming on. And so, the thing about us in McKenzie County and Watford City, we don't stop and say, okay, that's good. We're looking now 10 years out. And 10 years from now, we expect to be a major destination here. Brent talked about our event center, motel complexes that really rival any place in the state. And with our outdoors areas that people like to come and visit, we really think we'll be a destination. We really do.
I really hope people make you a destination, right? Not only for, you need a summer vacation, you got to go see some beauty and see the park. I mean, as you said, yeah. you rattle off a whole list of things that are just worth seeing. Take a drive down by Secaucawea and just soak all this in, get into the park and everything else. But also just see a community that is, being transformed in an amazing way with new livelihoods and a lot of things going on, because it's a good chance to see oil and gas development. And I understand folks are doing this now, right? They come for Bakken tours to see it.
We host a number of them, and if you're doing things right, you listen to the people, what people want. We're finding that the people want to come and see and look at this. And so I actually personally host a lot of these tours, and I like it because I like talking about it. And so they get on a bus, they look at the little town it's transformed like it is, how you do these things, what kind of leadership it takes. We drive them around the countryside. Most of the people that we talk to are so, they feel so refreshed that there's a place in America where you can get a job, where you can actually, people can make money, young people can build homes, the schools are growing. That hasn't been happening in this country for a long time. And so, the rhetoric has kind of got in many cases that oil came here and destroyed, Western North Dakota. But if you're living and working it, it just feels like opportunity. And so it's our responsibility to make sure that, that we don't overextend ourselves or overuse the resource or anything like that. But these tours that we do, it just, when I walk away, I feel good that that people see opportunity. Many times the people that do these tours have children or relatives that are working in the industry, and they want to come out and see things as well. So we have our challenges. We certainly have our challenges. But now as we kind of move over the hill, kind of getting over the hump here and getting some amenities, we talked earlier about the bypass. It was, 3 years ago, it was not fun to be here. It was just a congested traffic jam. And it was almost unbelievable. The state and the investment that we did to do the bypasses has made life much easier for us, and we need people to come and look at that now. So
as you come into Watford City from about any direction now, I mean the infrastructure is as good as it is in many many communities around the state. So folks need to lose that perception too, right? Yeah. Wherever they're listening, Montana or Canada or the Minnesota side, up from South Dakota, whatever. I mean, there was a time when it was traffic jams and more dangerous than you would like it to be on your highways coming into town. But that really has transformed, hasn't it?
Well, we think it has. There's all kinds of things that we had to have some time. We really needed a little time, and then using that time to do things positively, we're feeling pretty comfortable about it. We're of course a construction zone again this year. I think it's going to be 2 or 3 years before we really see it settle into the kind of community that we expect it to be. But I can't wait 4 years down the line to show this community off. It's really going to be something.
Yeah, I want to look ahead a little bit because you always are looking ahead in Watford City of what else there is. But before we do that, maybe after the break here, walk me through just what's coming up right now out of the ground, because there's groundbreakings construction projects and things that are happening. So we'll just kind of run through the stuff that's in development and coming out of the ground right now, and then what's ahead and what you still like to do. So hold tight for that. Gene Veeder's with us today on the program. Gene and Brent Sanford earlier, and some developers here in a little bit as we tell more of the story of what's going on in Watford City. I want to take a word to tell you about my friends at MyPillow, by the way. Never leave home without it. Sleep better with it. The most important thing to your sleep is... The most important thing, rather, to your health is your sleep. And the most important thing to your sleep is MyPillow. It works very good. We have a special deal for our listeners, MyPillow.com. Use the promo code Scott, and you'll get a 2-for-1 deal on the original classic pillow. It's a savings of 50% when you go to MyPillow.com. Again, promo code Scott. Or you can call 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. Comes with a 10-year warranty. This thing will not go flat. Has a 60-night money-back guarantee. So sleep on a 59 nights. You say, that's not right for me. Send it back. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
Do you drink coffee? Do you want to lose weight? Well, do we have a treat for you? A great combination. An all-new, all-natural, slim roast weight loss coffee. It will help you lose weight and feel great drinking just 2 cups a day. This dark Italian slim roast weight loss coffee is loaded with some of the best all-natural ingredients to help you lose weight and feel great. The slim roast coffee has people buzzing all over the country. The testimonials are incredible. Did you know coffee is the second most desired beverage in the world next to water? And the second largest traded commodity in the world next to oil? If you'd like to try a free sample of this amazing, great-tasting product, call this telephone number 877-383-6054, 877-383-6054, and leave your name and mailing address for a free sample. You can also go to slimroast.com to find out more and order a box of 24 sticks. Slimroast.com or call 877-383-6054.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
And we continue. We're live in Watford City today. A couple of days of What's on Your Mind from McKenzie County. breathing that great air, looking at that sun coming up. It's supposed to be mid-80s today, so very nice. Could use a little rain. You're the only place in the state that doesn't have rain.
I would listen to your show and listen across the state and people talking about getting drenched out. We need rain. You know, traditionally, we're drier than most areas, but this year, you're always just couple weeks away from a drought in western North Dakota, and we need some rain.
Only place here in Williston, the only places that had less than normal precip in May for the entire state. We're brought to you in part today by the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Check out their website when you have a moment. It's secureenergyfuture.org. Secureenergyfuture.org. You can take the energy quiz to test your knowledge on Midwest energy resources. One of my favorite little things to tell folks to do is to find out just how much your monthly energy bill will go up if, in fact, the carbon regulations that are proposed would be enacted. It's not pretty. So check that out at secureenergyfuture.org and find out more about how you can help this great industry, the coal industry in North Dakota. And also, you should know our friends in Minnesota benefit mightily from North Dakota coal as well. So this is for Minnesota, North Dakota, now into the future, affordable, reliable energy, something to learn about. And the Coalition for Secure Energy Future online at secureenergyfuture.org. So before the break, actually, in the break, and then we'll come back to what we were going to talk about. We were talking about your birthday on Friday. And this is an interesting contrast because Brent Sanford's still here, the mayor of Watford City, we chatted with earlier, and mentioned that when his dad turned 59, nobody was home here in Watford City. You turned 59 over the weekend, and who was home?
All three of my daughters. All three of my daughters. I'm out at the ranch. I live on a ranch out here. So I have all three of my daughters, my grandson, out in my yard, enjoying the day with us. They're all living here. They're all working here. They're enthusiastic. In fact, people ask me all the time, how do you deal with this? How your community changing and all? And to me, it's about that. You know, it's all about family. These kids have great opportunities here, and they're here because of that. Having them all around me just feeds me, makes me feel like we're doing the right things here. And they're enthusiastic. You know, they've built new homes. All three of them are very involved. I'm proud of their involvement in the community. They help. They're the next generation of people building this community. And that's part of the fun of living in a rural community also. So Watford City still has that flavor of, you know, and I lived in Grand Forks for much of my career. Grand Forks was like that. I remember that, where, you know, there was the leaders. Everybody knew each other, and the small town peace that we have here, we haven't lost that. And so now we have new players. But, yeah, at my 59th birthday, and everybody's here, it was a time where I just didn't see that happening.
Yeah, that's the game changer. So, you know, are there bumps along the road? Are there challenges with all the growth? Absolutely, right? On the other hand, there's, as you mentioned earlier, 8 hotels, soon to be 10, you know, an event center going up so you can host the conferences and events, and, you know, we should talk about some of the other things going up. Hospital's a game changer for you too, right?
Yeah, you know, it is. I took a picture in Brent's office the other day. He has got a stack of shovels in the corner of his office from groundbreakings. I mean, there's, what, 10, maybe 10 shovels over there. But right now in this community, I'm really excited about, you know, we're moving forward with a phenomenal health care hospital and nursing home expansion. You know, that's going to be like a $60 million facility that will really bring us forward with the healthcare needs here. And that's been an issue that's been publicly and not easy to deal with in small communities, is healthcare and emergency services and nursing home services. We want to take care of our senior populations also. But that will move us, you know, light years ahead in our facility, because it's a state-of-the-art type facility. The event center that Brent talked about, you know, that's part of what people in this younger group expect in a community. And we've received some criticism about building that. But we really believe that if we want to recruit the highest level of people to live and work here and stay here, they have to feel engaged with each other socially and recreationally. And it has worked in other communities. So we're behind that 100%. The high school itself that we're building, we now know that this generation of workers, the 30-somethings, they make decisions based on what their kids want. Unlike my age, I mean, my age group, dad was going to take another job. He just went home and told the family we're moving, we'd move. We know now that parents ask the kids. You know, we're seeing parents that stay families that stay in three states away because the kids like the school and dad comes and works up here. Well, that can't continue. It can't continue for them or us. And so we have to find creative ways to bring those families in here. That's what makes communities. So, you know, we're building the event center. We're building high school. We're building the hospital. Tomorrow we'll break ground on a law enforcement center, you know, and that's another $60 million project that says we're going to do these services. And they're both county services, city services, and federal services. We need to take care of that business here. That's not the fun side of economic development, but it is a vital part of economic development community, having all of those services here. So just construction projects alone, outside of the private sector, it is unbelievable the number of nails going into wood around here. And ConocoPhillips, they're just opening up their big corporate offices next week. Every day there is a new building popping up here, and we're comfortable with where that's going. We don't feel that we've overbuilt this thing at all.
What's left to do? 10 years from now, what do you want to have?
Well, I think, you know, we're all looking forward to having enough retail and commercial activity to sustain the number of houses that are getting built here. We continually look for the diversification that you need in a community like this, and that can be tourism. We're an agricultural region. I've always said that this power grid we have and this water system that we've built out here and our four-lane system is perfect for and the water that we have going by in the Missouri River. We are just ripe for value-added agriculture. What's happening with the lack of water throughout the United States and the irrigable soils we have here, I don't know if it'll be in my time, but I really believe that one of the real values that comes out of this oil development is an expanded agricultural development, getting water onto this soil and being able to process our commodities here. That's my dream, really.
But a minute left. What misperceptions do you, I mean, what do you want people to know, and what misperceptions do you want to knock down?
I think people need to come here and shake some hands and look people in the eye and realize that this is a place with much, much opportunity, and really they have to come here to see it to believe what's happening here.
Any perceptions that you, most drive you crazy, that are out there that are just flat out wrong?
Yeah, I think there's a misperception. I think people don't realize how nice we are. I really do. When we talk to the people around here and the new people that are coming here, new people, they're nice. They're
welcoming, friendly.
Yeah, we're finding that.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Thank you, Gene. Appreciate the update very much.
Yes.
You've gone through the list, and we have a lot of ground to cover over the next couple of days.
Yeah.
Looking forward to
your own.
Yeah, thanks a bunch. Gene Veeder, McKenzie County. We're live and direct today on What's on Your Mind from the South Park Lounge and Teddy's Residential Suites, and more coming up. Talk to some New York City developers.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
I'm in senior James Shea, president of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
The Bakken's best trucks are at S&S Motors in Watford City. How do I know? I bought one, and you can too. They have great clearance pricing every day, internet specials every day. Give Brent or Tim a call. They'll take good care of you. Pre-owned 4x4s, great deals. They can do new Fords and Chevys too. They'll bring it to you. They deliver. Plus, they have that full-service shop with Fortex. They'll take care of all your affairs, vehicle maintenance too. Call Sonia to schedule 701-444-2341. Online at snsmotorsinc.com. S&S Motors, Watford City.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
HeDolls has it. What does HeDolls have? Well, the parts you need. That's all you need to know. Your complete auto parts headquarters. They literally supply everything from belts to bed liner systems for your pickup truck to radiator service from the largest industrial units to the smallest radiators. They can service them all. Almost any hydraulic or air conditioning hose you need, they have it. HeDolls has it. That's the bottom line. They have something else, too, that I love talking about. HeDolls has great people. Great people. Eric Buck Elk in Dickinson, prime example. Eric is a guy that's worked for a lot of years for the folks at HeDolls. And if you head into the Dickinson location, chances are you're going to come across Eric. And when you do, you might ask him about his first car, an 86 Olds Cutlass Supreme. That's right. I don't know what it is about the Olds Cutlass conversations, but usually people apologize that that's their first car. I mean, he didn't need to apologize, but we had a fun little chat about that as well. That's another thing about the guys at HeDolls. They all know their first car. You get a great conversation going about their first car, and I always love those conversations. So, and they deliver about anywhere, you know, out of the Dickinson location. Randy Pierce, the delivery guy, 55-gallon drums. The other day I was talking to them. They were driving these 55-gallon drums all the way out to the Dunn County line, about 15 minutes north of Dickinson, because somebody called. They needed them. They just said, boom, we're going to get them there. That's what they do. So say hi to Eric and the entire crew at the HeDolls location in Dickinson and tell them Scott sent you. All right. Not every day you get a chance to talk to New York City developers, but when you're in Watford City, that they're not uncommon. You know, there's probably more New York City developers in Watford City and McKenzie County than there are in New York City these days. And our next two guests have some projects going on here. We want to visit with them a little bit about the lay of the land and what's happening here right now. Israel Weinberger and Stephen Newman from the Cold Town Properties Group. Israel and Steve, welcome to What's on Your Mind. How are you doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Fantastic. Nice to have you both join us on the program today. So, Madison Heights. Happy to have you. Tell me a little bit about Madison Heights, first of all. I want to talk about the. I've taken a look at it. I want folks in the audience to know about it. It's an apartment complex, but you guys can describe it better than I can. So, give us the lay of the land about your Madison Heights property here.
Well, when we came to Watford City about 2.5 years ago, there really wasn't a lot of quality housing for folks who wanted to live in something other than a man camp or a RV park. And we thought it would be a good idea to build apartments that were essentially luxury apartments in a submarket that was really growing rapidly. We built Madison Heights with that in mind. The apartments are very spacious, very light, excellent views, granite countertops, stainless steel appliances. Typically, anything larger than a one-bedroom unit has two bathrooms. So, you know, every apartment has a deck. The apartments on the third and fourth floor very often look out at amazing prairie views of all of Watford City and beyond. It's really quite a nice project, and we're getting a lot of interest.
Israel, I'm curious about, you know, your impressions of Watford City. Obviously, you guys are dealing on the concrete city of Manhattan, and you come to Watford City. First of all, impressions, and tell us what you found in your time here.
You know, we were very, very impressed with Watford City when we initially visited the entire Bakken. When we first started, we drove around city to city, town to town. We're out in, you know, obviously Williston, Minot, Dickinson, all those larger towns and the smaller towns. And Watford, even before Watford became as central as it is today, appealed to us for a variety of reasons. The people there were very welcoming. The other towns were also welcoming, but there was something about, you know, local people that we met that kind of said, you know, you can be from New York, but just develop something good and it will be appreciated. It was easy to work with the city. The city was very progressive in their thinking. Instead of just allowing anything to be built, including not allowing us to do anything we want to do, they clearly had the foresight to think about how this city will develop into a, you know, family-friendly, good city to live in, where quality of life does count as more and more people come in and really take a 2,000, you know, person city that's already 10,000 and growing into a city that can actually function well. And so that's why we settled on Watford. And then as we were building our project out in Watford, Watford itself became a much more of a central city to the Bakken place, between being the center of all highways, as in, you know, if you want to go from Williston down to Dickinson, you generally have to, you have to drive until the bypass was built. You had to drive through Watford, but even now you're passing through Watford. And for McKenzie County specifically, Watford is the capital of the county seat of McKenzie. So we view it as a very central, long-term city that's here to stay.
Very interesting. And you both have painted a great picture of the community, and I think one different than what a lot of people perceive out there, which is one of the reasons we're talking about this today and inviting people to come on in and take a look at it and realize that there are places to live and call home, and they have a lot of great amenities there. Now, I understand that you have a summer special going right now with the best prices ever. The prices have come down. A lot of folks have been buzzing about this. This was not very often that, you know, apartment rents going down cause news, but in Watford City, that's been a ripple all across the state to say, wow, you know, one bedroom at $1,600, two bedroom at $1,900, and three bedroom at $2,400. You guys are developers, so I on one hand, the price is going down, probably not a good thing, but a lot of folks in the state say, hey, still high above where it would be even at the opposite end of the state, and it's pretty high rents, but it's being perceived as a good thing, and that there's affordability and a chance for some permanent for people. How do you guys see it?
It is a good thing. It is a good thing because, you know, cities have to grow and cities have to develop into places where people can afford to live comfortably without feeling like, you know, rents are too high. And this is something that, you know, we do in New York as well. We try to provide affordable housing for our tenants here and a high quality product. And it's no different than Watford City. I view, you know, the city maturing and prices becoming more affordable as something that has to happen to every city. It's something that we anticipated happening when we started building. It's not something that's coming as a great surprise to us. And just as affordability is a central component of our housing in New York City, it is a central component of what we do in Watford as well.
But just to further to this point, we are developers, as you said. So obviously, when you build your tree, you also think about the bottom line. But in our view, the city maturing, more people staying, more families moving in, just general stability is more valuable for us as developers. Even if we're selling one day or do anything with it, then maybe getting an extra couple hundred dollars in rent a month because of the rush, or for lack of affordable housing, but risking a city that just disappears or goes back to what it was when the climax of activity starts to dissipate.
When you guys are hanging out with the folks you spend time with in New York City, is North Dakota a topic of conversation? The folks, are they curious about going on? I mean, is North Dakota a hot product in the development world right now in Manhattan?
Well, it's certainly a topic of conversation when we're around. But, people are reading a lot more about it. When we first started coming to North Dakota, I would say that most people in New York City might not have been able to locate North Dakota on a map. Today, the Wall Street Journal, New York Times are regularly running, articles, about what's going on in North Dakota, and especially with all of the international geopolitical activity in the Middle East surrounding, ISIS, Iraq, Iran, Syria, Saudi Arabia, people are much more interested in what's going on in the American oil patch.
Yeah, the energy independence, for lack of a better term.
And invariably, when you talk about energy independence in the United States, North Dakota is on the top of people's minds.
And, some of that, what you're reading in the Wall Street Journal and other places is obviously uncertainty over the price of oil and what's happened to the market a little bit. Have you, has your enthusiasm for the opportunity in North Dakota dampened at all with this recent dip?
I wouldn't say it's dampened. What we see happening is what the reduction in oil prices has done is essentially forced additional American ingenuity, which is amazing to see how quickly it actually happens. But as oil prices have come down, what we're seeing is the producers just finding more efficient ways to bring shale oil out of the ground. So if break-even was at $80 a year ago, we're seeing it come down by 25-30%. In just a matter of months, which to me is just a great American story.
Yeah, it sure is, no question about it. What's next? I know you have signs along both sides of Main Street as you come into downtown Watford City with an interesting commercial project. Give us an update on that, and what else you have planned for Watford City or anywhere in North Dakota?
So the downtown, the Madison Heights project that we just finished discussing before is on Main Street as well, but it's just a little bit north of the downtown part of Main Street, where the main entrance to the city is. The other parcel that we're currently that's currently in the planning stages is what we call the downtown Main Street, and it's essentially two block fronts on Main Street, right when you drive into the city. The idea there would be to build retail with office on top of it. The exact size, how many square feet it's going to contain and how many floors it's going to have, that's still in the planning stages. So we don't have anything concrete yet, but it's definitely something that we view as both good for us from an economic opportunity perspective, and we think great for the city of Watford, only because it's the first thing you see when you drive into Watford. Or it's the first thing you're going to see when you're driving to Watford. So
yeah, exactly. Yeah,
the project that will, basically not brand the city, but will be the face of the city.
Be a great gateway, for sure. And if folks are interested in learning more about the Madison Heights project we talked about earlier, that's at 1324 Main Street North. And again, that is up north with beautiful views up there. HomesteadND.com, HomesteadND.com, or you can call Katie at 701-842-3797, 701-842-3797 to find out the latest on that summer special with those good rents. And gentlemen, thanks for the time. Fascinating to find out a little bit more about the development. Israel Weinberg, Stephen Newman of Coaltown Properties. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
16 before the hour. Wrap it up in Watford City next on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're a growing community, a changing business climate, and the great minds behind the vision for our future. We're engineers and doctors, entrepreneurs and artists, ranchers, roughnecks, bankers, pastors, and every dream in between. We're students from all 50 states and over 20 different countries, the teachers committed to their education, and the parents who love them. We're the leaders of 4-H clubs, a daughter's dance instructor, a son's hockey coach, and the fans in the stands cheering them on. We're Watford City, and we are neighbors, newcomers, fifth-generation stewards of the land, and many more yet to arrive. We're big plans made and challenges met, big dreams, big risk, and big success stories. We're Watford City, and we're busy building our home. And we're not the same. We're better. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com.
PetroServe USA, the folks that help America feel better by connecting our cornfields in North Dakota with our oil fields in North Dakota. And now their corporate headquarters are in West Fargo, North Dakota, the fastest growing city in North Dakota. Move them over from Minnesota for a better business climate. How about that? Welcome PetroServe USA's corporate headquarters to North Dakota. And of course, there's a PetroServe USA near you, from Bismarck, Mandan in the west, all the way down I-94. Stop and see them in Valley City. In Castleton, two locations to serve you, up in Arthur. They're down in Wahpeton. They're in Bemidji. They're in Grafton now. And, of course, all throughout the Fargo, Moorhead, and West Fargo metro area as well. Even Dilworth. PetroServe USA. Stop in. Have the 4-for-4 special like I do. That's four items. Hot stuff, personal pan pizza, 20-ounce soda, two cookies, four items for $4. It's a great deal. Have it once a week at least, and you'll love it. At a PetroServe USA location near you, helping America fuel better.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend
your life with Extend. It's kind of fun when you're doing a radio show and somebody pops in, you don't even expect to hear a video. Hey, I just heard you on the radio. So Bruce Anker from Legacy Steel just stopped in and said, I heard you on the radio. I had to come in and say hi. He's chatting with the mayor and and Gene Vita right now and tell us about all the projects that Legacy Steel is building, legacysteelbuildings.com, one of our fine sponsors here on the program. And, of course, we do the What's in Your Town tour, where we go all across the great state of North Dakota about once a month and find out what's happening in different towns. One of our sponsors for that event is our friends at New Leaf Hospitality, and that is Teddy's Residential Suites and a little Missouri Inn and Suites, where we are broadcasting from today. And Benno Gardwood is the new general manager here. And Benno has been busy working on a new menu that unveils tomorrow in the South Park Lounge. How are you, Benno?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Nice to see you.
Thank you.
Good Absolutely. Yeah. And I was actually at the grand opening of the Teddy's Residential Suites in Newtown. And the spread was incredible. And so you guys really did the food. I love the ribs here. Ribs are fun.
They're excellent.
They really are. Good stuff. What are you most excited about on the new menu?
We have a lot of good stuff coming out. We're adding some burgers, real nice hand-padded and seasoned in-house. We're doing a great lasagna we're really proud of. A lot of times restaurant lasagna is not the best. We've got a tremendous recipe and some new flatbreads, a lot of new appetizers as well.
Did somebody say lasagna? Todd, did you hear lasagna? I heard lasagna. I shut everything off after he said lasagna, right? My mind went blank.
Okay, Garfield.
That kind of happens to me. Was Garfield a lasagna fan? I forgot that. I never met a lasagna.
Yeah.
So that's great. So, and what kind of hours do you have at South Park Lounge?
We open at 4. The kitchen runs until about 10:30. The lounge runs until about midnight. We're going to be doing maybe opening the patio a little bit earlier as the weather gets nicer here. We get some of that sun coming in as well. I've only been in Watford about a week. From what I see, it looks like we got about the only good patio where you can get out there and enjoy an umbrella drink in the afternoon. So
it's a neat little patio.
Yeah,
and you got some great furniture out there, and you get a good look of what's happening. And
you bet.
A sun most of the day.
Yes, most of the day.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's a good little spot for sure. And okay, anything else on the menu you want to tell us about?
We'll be doing a new drink menu as well as a new dessert menu. So we'll have some nice new designer cocktails coming out. Of course, we're keeping all the favorites, all your good beers, and then we'll be doing seasonal menus as well. So every season we'll bring out something new with a few fresh flavors and keep it fresh and keep everything new.
Sounds fantastic. All right, Benno, congrats on the new post and good luck on that new menu.
Great, thank you very much.
Yeah, good to talk to you. So stop and see him when you're in Watford, folks, at the either the Little Missouri Inn & Suites or Teddy's Residential Suites. The South Park Lounge is in Teddy's. Great happy hour, great food. You'll have a good time. Folks, didn't take too kindly some of my comments earlier about the NSA program, I take it, Todd. Right? We got a few few folks here that want to pile on. That's okay. That's okay.
Well, I mean, I just let them speak for themselves.
Yeah, Scott Hannon, I can't believe how easily you are being how easily it is to brainwash you. How the government can brainwash you. I can't believe it. I guess you don't like any freedom at all the way it sounds. You want to be controlled by the government. That's amazing.
It's amazing. It is amazing. But here's what I need to tell that person. I don't think I'm brainwashed. Right? Because I actually just came to these opinions by myself when I actually learned the facts of the program. All right? And I said, well, I don't understand why. In other words, okay, that information is locked in the box. Just call the call, not name to name, not anybody listening. Metadata in a box that is only accessed after a court says it's okay when there is a concern over a connection from one of the numbers to, a terrorist activity overseas. So
I'm willing to live on the edge and just say they can't possibly listen to every conversation.
Just logistically, you need to think about that.
Although you might be the most likely person in North Dakota to get tapped.
What worries me about this debate is, and look, and if you know the facts of the debate and you paid attention and you still think it's a dumb idea, God bless you. This is America, right? I mean,
yeah.
I have no whatsoever. But I think the vast majority of people who are on say, I don't want anybody listening to my calls or reading my emails or, Okay, wait a minute.
We don't have enough Big Brother for Big Brother to watch. That's my point.
Yeah. Is there another
not
one?
Not to that extent.
Wants to rip into me? That's okay.
You mentioned earlier you weren't sure what Rand Paul's strategy was. I just wanted to postulate that it might not be a strategy. Maybe that's just how he feels, that the government needs to be out of our hair and out of our lives instead of in them. And I don't know if I agree with that. I do agree with that, but I don't know if I agree with the NSA necessarily. But I believe that the government needs to be out of our hair. That's the biggest issue. And so maybe not everything in politics is a strategy. Maybe it's just how he feels. If you look at what his father was notorious for, it was for being a libertarian and for being someone who thought that the government shouldn't be in our business. So that just might be the way he feels and may not be just a political strategy. Just thought I'd offer that. Thank you.
Okay, yeah, got it. No, what I was suggesting was not the best strategy was the idea of ripping other Republicans for being the reason for ISIS. I guess I specifically was talking about that, not necessarily his rant against the NSA thing, because I think it is truly how he feels. And I think he actually thinks that's good politics, to have other people say, yeah, you go, Rand, because I don't want people looking at my emails or listening to my phone calls. You go. You know, so I think that's actually not a bad strategy. I just didn't understand the strategy of getting the Republican nomination by saying the Republican Party sucks, and that was his word. And it has some issues. And the other one was his argument. About ISIS being the responsibility of Republican hawks. Just don't understand the strategy in that. But you know what? I appreciate your opinions. And day two from Watford City tomorrow right here. God bless you, folks.
More lasagna? If you're a mineral rights owner and want to know what the future holds, then you need to attend the National Association of Royalty Owners North Dakota chapter for their annual convention June 25th and 26th at the Grand Hotel in Minot. Hear from the biggest names in North Dakota on oil and gas. Hear from the experts on title curative issues, regulatory updates, information on mineral appraisals, and so much more. The biggest names in the industry will be in Minot June 25th and 26th at the Grand Hotel. You do not want to miss this opportunity to join fellow royalty owners in learning the very latest on this booming industry. To sign up, call 800-558-0557. That's 1-800-558-0557. Or go online to naro-us.org. That's naro-us.org. June 25th and 26th in Minot.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.